The inaugural forum was held Wednesday on the sidelines of a National Human Rights Commission or NHRC meeting to review the state of human rights in Nigeria. The initiative is a partnership between the NHRC and the European Union. Officials say the forum, comprising of various human rights groups, will be responsible for ensuring greater protection of civil liberties in Nigeria and serve as a unified platform for rights defenders to interact and address common challenges. Anthony Ojukwu is the executive secretary of the NHRC.
We are gathered here not only to discuss the current state of human rights in Nigeria, but also to start to chart a way forward, one that ensures greater protection for civil liberties, foster democratic consolidation, and safeguards the fundamental rights of all Nigerians, especially those who stand up for the right of others.
The meeting comes amid a recent spate of human rights violations, including a crackdown on anti-government demonstrations in August and the prolonged detention of minors who took part. The delegates also discussed digital rights, privacy protection, gender-based violence, and child abandonment by parents. The NHRC said security forces were contributing to human rights violations in Nigeria. Hilary Ogbonna is a senior advisor to the agency in Nigeria.
The majority of these violators are the Nigerian police, the military, bandits, and parents of children. We also saw an upsurge of sexual and gender-based violence, but that is not as worrisome as 4,300 child abandonments.
Meanwhile, the Nigerian police and military have not responded to being named as violators of human rights. But last week, the NHRC found the military culpable for infanticide and extrajudicial killings during a 2016 operation in a remote village in northeastern Borno State. The NHRC also raised concerns about the growing threat of insecurity in Nigeria and its impact on the rights of the people. The commission said it had recorded more than 1,700 cases of kidnappings and about 1,500 killings between January and September of this year. Damilola Decker is a programs officer with Nigeria-based group Global Rights. Decker says economic vulnerability is one of the reasons that the rights situation is deteriorating.
What we are observing under the Tinubu administration is that we have seen several human rights under attack, civic spaces under attack. Attacks on journalists, attacks on the rights of people to protest. We're also seeing economic and social cultural rights of Nigerians being impacted majorly because of the harsh economic conditions, especially related to energy prices, related to gas prices. It's cascading. Crime is on the rise. We are seeing even the state of insecurity are on the increase.
Deka was referring to President Tinubu's government. For now, many will be watching to see if the Human Rights Defenders Forum can change the status quo. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.